Hey, this is Rob. This is episode 134 of the Folly Coffee Podcast. Let's get it brewing. All right. We have Chef Yevang in the house, and you all know what that means. That's right. It's another episode of DTF.
DTF stands for Define the Food and definitely nothing else at all.
That's right, folks. DTF, which stands for Define the Food, the episode in which myself and Chef Yevang explore different foods, condiments, anything you may consume, and define what is it. You may remember past episodes such as What is a Burrito?
Yes, and then we also have Soup.
And Soup. One second. I can't miss that opportunity to use that drop. Worth it.
Today, sandwich?
Sandwich, yes. You can go back to any past episodes and realize the stupidity of what we do is in the name of science. It's a cultural science, if you ask me, and today's episode is as important as any we've ever done. The question of the day is, what is sauce? And that's what we're going to explore. And this episode is unofficially sponsored by the Jersey Mike Shop. If you're watching video, you may notice that he is feasting on a sandwich because his meeting ran late and hasn't had a chance to eat. And when you got to eat, you got to eat. And I said, You know what? I have a long history of sauce.
So can I do a side comment?
Yes.
So I went to get Pepsi for my drink. Mm-hmm. But like, you know how like the syrup runs out? So halfway through the Pepsi syrup runs out, I'm like, oh no. So I just went root beer. So it's like a Pepsi root beer mix.
Did you dump the Pepsi?
No.
So you had a Pepsi watery mix topped with root beer.
Yeah.
All right. All right, folks. You're seeing the sexy side of being a chef, of slamming sandwiches in your face as you go from one meeting to the next. So I think this is going to be a tough one today.
Oh, boy.
As we start with every episode.
Didn't we have another name, too? Like sauce/dip? Or is that...
That is going to come up through the history.
So
basically the way I approach this, because you kind of have to start somewhere with any given topic, anything quite like that. And so I usually start with the definition. I try to find a pretty concrete definition across a few different platforms of what is the thing we're trying to define. Today, the case of sauce, the definitions I found is a sauce is a thick liquid served with food, usually savory dishes to add moistness and flavor. That one is an okay definition. I don't know if I completely agree with that, because a thick liquid, you go, okay, does it have to be thick? Usually savory dishes, I don't know if I agree with that either. Another definition is...
Yeah, because, like, let's just think, like, ice cream, you know, like, sauce on ice cream. It's, like, you know, not savory, but... Or did we just totally...
I suppose... No, but these are things to... I need to start writing these down. So, like, is sweet or savory? Does that factor into a sauce or something it's used on? The next definition was a condiment or relish for food, especially a...
Got the word relish there.
Don't worry, I've got that definition for later. Especially a fluid dressing or topping. So you notice already they threw in the word relish and dressing and topping into that definition.
And the word fluid.
And the word fluid. And the third definition is any preparation, usually liquid or semi-liquid,
eaten... What's semi-liquid? Like, you mean there's chunks in it?
I guess semi-liquid would be somewhere in between a liquid and a solid. So this full definition is any preparation, usually liquid or semi-liquid, eaten as a gravy or as a relish accompanying food. So there's another definition with the word relish in it. So, of course, I had to look up the definition of the word relish.
Yeah.
The definition I found two different ones that are pretty contrasting. A relish is a condiment eaten with plain food to add flavor. And then this is what bothered me, is they used the word in context. You know, they provide a sentence of here's how this word is used. And they said, use salsa as a relish with grilled meat or fish. So they now classify salsa as a relish. And the second definition is kind of the more classic, if you picture like putting actual relish, the condiment relish on like a hot dog, a cooked and pickled product made of chopped vegetables, fruits, or herbs. And then the word relish in general is to, like, has another definition of to take enjoyment. So I could see how relish could be used in other definitions, but it's weird because there is an actual condiment that is relish, but yeah. Also it's almost being used as like its own thing, that it's like anything could be a relish.
So it's also like that word relish is being used as a noun and an adjective.
That's right. And then the
we talked a lot about that.
The two other and noun versus adjective is actually going to come up today. And then the two other words I looked up were dressing and gravy, because some of the definitions had gravy in it, and then dressing came up multiple times. Definition of dressing is a sauce for salads, typically one consisting of oil and vinegar mixed together with herbs or other flavorings. And that was interesting, because that was a pretty consistent definition of a sauce for salads. So now we're already starting to see kind of the delineation into different categories, subcategories of sauce.
Can I do a little tangent on dressing? So sure. In medieval times there, you know, when the higher ups were having their, you know, whole like, hey, we make fancy food, instead of calling it stuffing, the stuff that was stuffed inside of a turkey or a Cornish game ham or a pig, instead of calling it stuffing, they called it dressing, because it sounded more elite. Stuffing made it sound like it was like, you know,
exactly what you're doing, stuffing yeah. stuff up an ass.
Yep.
Yep.
So it was called dressing. So sometimes you hear stuffing as the word dressing.
Interesting.
Have you heard that? Or it's like, oh yeah, we have turkey with dressing in it.
I have not heard that, yeah, but it does sound a lot fancier.
You don't.
There's only one time of the year that we just had that I would.
By the way, stuffing is delicious any time of the year.
Stuffing's fantastic, but here's the thing: is like turkey is the most overrated food.
Ooh, we're gonna go that route.
We can get into it at some point, but turkey is not a great food, but it provides the vessel for which to make stuffing.
Anyways. That's a whole different I'll fight you on that.
Yeah, the turkey or the Thanksgiving meal overrated, underrated debate is something you can find on basically any platform at this time of the year. But the last one, definition of gravy, is a sauce made from cooked meat juices together with stock and other ingredients.
Isn't there a rapper named Gravy or some kind of gravy?
Yeah. Oh, my God. People are shouting.
White dude. He's from Minnesota.
Young Gravy.
Young Gravy.
Okay, that was going to bother me. He was just here.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very popular artist.
Yeah.
He's very into older women. Anyway, going into the history.
That's what the tickety-talk people say anyways.
Oh, I'm deep on the talk. You know that. So going into some details and history of sauce. Sauce may be prepared and served cold, like mayonnaise.
Is mayonnaise considered sauce?
I'm just reading right now.
Bro, mayo is considered a sauce?
This is research here. May be prepared and served cold like mayonnaise. It may be prepared cold but served lukewarm like pesto, or cooked and served warm like bechamel.
Bechamel, yeah.
Bechamel, that's exactly what I meant. Or cooked and served cold. Or cooked and served cold like applesauce.
Ooh. Straight up, bruh.
They immediately.
Oh, you mean apple soup?
That's what I wrote this down at the bottom.
Oh, man, we're going deep here.
Applesauce, ? Is written at the bottom of my page here. Okay, sauces for salads are called salad dressing. Sauce is a French word taken from the Latin salsa, which means salted.
Okay.
I did not know that. Doubanjiang, the Chinese soybean paste, is mentioned in Rites of Zhou in the 3rd century BC. But then another source said the oldest recorded European sauce is garum, the fish sauce used by the ancient Romans. Mm-hmm. And then another source said the first record of a sauce dated back to 25 BC. It's a poem that describes a farmer making a sauce of sorts by pounding herbs, cheese, vinegar, and oil, which sounds very similar to a pesto. So I'm assuming that just means that's the first actual recorded recipe, versus the other ones, maybe they got remnants from, you know, ancient bulls or burial sites, something like that. In 200 AD, the Romans used sauces to mask the flavor of tainted foods, which is hilarious. They're like, this food is spoiled.
Yeah, because they didn't have refrigeration.
No refrigeration.
So the meats are hanging outside.
So they've got these spoiled meats and like, well, we're still going to eat it. We'll just load it up with some sauce.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like life sometimes. You got to throw some sauce on life, you know, when things aren't the best.
I would be lying if I said I haven't done that.
Have you sauced your life a couple times?
I'd be lying if I said I haven't done that to food in my fridge where it's a couple days past, you open it up, it goes, it's not bad.
But it's not good.
It doesn't smell great.
So if you can fake it a little bit, and your stomach can, you know, get it through the system, you're fine.
Little extra hot sauce on there, good to go. Today, there are more than 1,500 different types of sauces. I'm going to very quickly run through examples of different cultures and countries from around the world and sauces they may be known for. British gravy. That's about as British of a sauce that you can possibly go. Chinese, soy sauce, fermented bean paste. Filipino, toyomansi, which is soy sauce with calamansi lime. The French, hollandaise, and sauce de tomate, with tomato sauce. Indian.
sauce de tomate.
It's probably not even day. I feel like I spelled that wrong. Indian, tamarind. Is that how you
tamarind?
Pronounce it? Yeah, tamarind. Tamarind sauce. I've never said that word out loud. I've only read it. Tamarind. All right.
Well, what do you read it in your mind? What is it?
Tamarind.
Close enough.
I feel tamarind. Like that's tamarind. Tamarind sauce, chutneys, Japanese, soy or miso-based sauces like soy sauce or tonkatsu. Italian was the longest list of sauces, which checks out if you've ever met someone that's Italian.
Yeah, they have a lot of things they're trying to mask there.
They make it into their whole personality. Yeah. Oh, Sunday sauce. And you're like, okay, cool. What else do you do for fun? Nothing. Italian pesto, carbonara, ragu a la bolognese, crema al mascarpone.
Mascarpone?
Yeah, I'm now realizing how many things I've only read.
Hey, English is my second language, so I understand.
I'm a coffee guy. Latin and Spanish. Latin and Spanish America, you've got your salsas. Mexican, you've got your mole. Argentinian, you've got chimichurri.
You know what the word mole translates into in Spanish, right? Sauce.
So it's a mole sauce. We've talked about this.
Yeah.
A mole
sauce. Guacamole.
That makes it.
So when people
hold up, then.
When people go mole sauce, it's or you know, or they'll say like, oh, that's a mole sauce. I'm like, you just call it a sauce sauce.
So guacamole is something I've now written down because that needs to now enter the conversation. Middle Eastern, they listed hummus,
yeah,
as a sauce.
That makes sense.
All right, we're gonna have to get into that as to why that makes sense to you because that didn't make sense to me. And then of course, Merca.
Merca
ranch dressing,
yeah, is like the cheese sauce on there. You know what I'm talking about?
Basically, like any artificial, like I don't even anything that you're like that just seems like too much. There's too much going on. It's too rich. It's too savory. It's artificial cheese. It's probably from America. Ranch dressing, fun fact, became a bestseller in 1992. It was the first time that it overtook Italian dressing. It was invented in 1942 in Alaska by a plumber.
Do you know what's in ranch dressing?
Not really.
Buttermilk, mayo, dried dill, and then granulated garlic and onion. You just learn how to make ranch dressing.
See, as like a Midwesterner, you go, what's in ranch? I go, ranch. Like the ingredient list only reads
ranch. Yeah, the base is mayo.
No, the base is ranch. Ranch is...
What's America? Freedom.
There's Buffalo.
What happens in America? Freedom.
Buffalo Ranch. There's garlic ranch. You go, what are we talking about here? That's its own category on its own. So that's kind of the brief history, some facts. And then this has nothing to do with what we're talking about today. No. But I was like, why is alcohol called sauce? You hear some people getting sauce. Oh, and they're like, oh, he's hitting the sauce. And I was like, does... Well, I was curious if I read into that, if there would be any parallels. There wasn't, but still interesting. It's a euphemism for hard alcoholic beverages. The earliest use of sauce in the context of alcohol was John Henry O'Hara, which that name checks out. In Pal Joey in 1940, he said it made him sad and he almost began hitting the sauce. That's the first known phrase of that. Much earlier, the term soused, S-O-U-S-E-D, used to refer to drunkenness as early as 1625. And the quote was, "I am of that opinion and will die in it. There is no understanding, nor can be in the soused soldier." A little bit darker. That was in Comedies and Tragedy in 1647. Souse's earliest meaning means to pick, which was used to describe drunk people in 1942's Handy Andy, A Tale of Irish Life by Samuel Lover.
Hmm.
All that reminds me of is like hanging out with hockey guys and they just have a thousand different terms for getting drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're getting bundled tonight, boys? Like, that's pretty much what sauced is someone who's just like, oh, he's hitting the sauce.
So it's just a term. He just had no connection to sauce itself.
Someone in 1942 read that, and they're like, he's hitting the sauce. Love that. Going to use that with my friends. Anyway.
That's how trend starts, right?
So some themes come out through the definition and some contrasting elements that seem to contradict themselves directly. Mm-hmm. The definitions right away. Consistency is clearly a key point of sauce.
Okay.
And this is where some of the contradicting things come up. First definition says it's a thick liquid. The next one says it's a liquid or semi-liquid. The next one just straight up says condiment or relish. So that goes into what does that even mean? But it also refers to it as a fluid dress or topping.
Well, then would you say that the word sauce is like, it's like, the word on top, it's like the umbrella word that covers all of that?
Yes.
Okay.
And so I think the big question we're going to have today is not like, what is sauce? Because as you're going through all these different types of sauces through different cultures, they're radically different ingredients. So I don't know that ingredients will be a big key on defining what a sauce is, because you've got everything from soy sauce to like chutneys, which are
because soy, it's very thin.
Yeah.
You know, it's not your, you know, bechamel.
It's a straight up liquid, whereas something like a chutney, or you start to get into like hummus and salsas. Mm-hmm. Is salsa a sauce? I'm asking that to you right now in this moment.
It depends. That's so hard because, does it fall in? So I see this as kind of like this, you know, three circle, kind of those Venn diagram type thing.
All right. And let me start drawing this out.
Do you know what I'm saying? So on top of it, you just see the word sauce. Then you see these three diagrams where you have your, you know, you have your chunky, semi-chunky, and then smooth, right? Would you say, or like your chunky, you're smooth and thick, and then like
sounds a lot like my Tinder bio.
I think all you gotta say is like, "Well, ladies, what circle do I fall in?"
Me and my buddy recorded a podcast and did a three circle Venn diagram. Where do I fall?
Yeah, but do you know what I'm saying? So there's like you got your chunky, and then you got your like smooth and thick, and then you have your thin and flexible
liquid. Liquid is the
thin and moist.
The liquid is the word. You're making this very weird for both of us. I think liquid.
Dude,
is
why
the
do
word
we have our shirts
for.
Off right now? No.
But I think that's a good place to start because consistency seems to be a big part of it. Mm-hmm. But the big question is like, so we could very easily categorize all these different sauces we talked about. So, but then the key here is finding that line where we go.
It's that centerpiece right there.
But like these are all sauces. So anything that we say is a sauce falls within this.
Okay.
But where you go above chunky, which is where you start to get of just like solid. So
wait, what would you consider? Give me an example of like a solid.
Okay. One to me that stuck out as we were talking was hummus. And then the second one, as we were talking just now, that sticks out, guacamole.
Okay, but hummus is in the, it's in the like the thick, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So chunky / thick.
Okay. Was that three
Are
C's,
we
right? Is that three C's?
Yeah, actually I spelled that wrong. It is three C's.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, but hummus to me is a dip. Is there a difference?
Oh.
And guacamole is one of those where it's like you get it in a burrito, so it's...
I know what you're thinking. Okay, my lights are going. Okay, so think about hummus. Have you ever just, like, in your, like, when you're making your gyros or anything, like, in your hummus, just, like, spread it on?
Yeah.
But you're not dipping it. So it's no longer a dip.
That's where I'm getting at. And so like guacamole is another great example. If I have a burrito, of course you're going to get guacamole layered in that burrito. But you can also do chips and dip with guacamole as a dip. So this,
same thing with salsa.
This chunky thick category starts to get confusing because they have multiple uses. So is there a difference between a sauce and a dip?
You know, I mean, it's back to the all dips are sauces, but not all sauces are dip.
All sauces are dips.
All sauces are dips, but not all dips are sauces? No, no, no.
You flip that around.
No, it's all dips are sauces.
But not all sauces are dips.
Like you would never, whoa, no, frick, think about it. Soy sauce, if you're eating sushi, you dip it in. I mean, I'm not talking about like white people eating sushi. I'm talking about real, like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know, with your sashimi or even your hand roll, you dip it in.
And are you dipping it into straight soy sauce? How do you feel about someone that takes their wasabi and mixes it in?
Yeah, you're supposed to do that.
So you're supposed to do that. So in that case of soy sauce being a sauce, it's not being dipped. But in the case of the proper use of soy sauce as a dip, it's actually being mixed with wasabi. So
yeah, but it's still a dip though.
But that new thing is the dip. The soy sauce isn't the dip.
So is wasabi considered a dip or a sauce also?
Is water a dip? Because at the hot dog eating competition, they dip the hot dogs in
water. Do normal people do that? Do normal people do that, Rob?
No.
Do you do that normally?
Only the greatest members of our society do that, and I should hope to aspire to
Kobayashi.
That
okay. Thank you.
So in that context, is there an application in which water would be a dip?
This is in your world. Coffee, when they dip the when they dip the donut in. Oh, bro, you got an old-fashioned donut. What do? Do you old-school dip it in the coffee?
And this is where the consistency and dip category, and I brought up au jus, is. So, like, if you have literally called a French dip, is au jus a sauce in that case, or is it a dip?
But then remember I said that the dip is that the action and the motion of the, you know, the way that you're eating it, because I'm dipping it in there, but it's not really a dip.
So is the sandwich called a French dip, or is it a French sandwich that you dip?
Well, the history of the French dip can be traced back to an LA sandwich shop called Felipe. And the story goes that there was a police officer that came in and said, "Hey, no, can I get your roast beef sandwich, blah, blah, blah." And the guy that was making it, he was in a hurry because the police officer said, "I'm on my lunch break, I'm in a hurry." And he accidentally dropped the top of the sandwich into where the roast beef was, where the sauce.
Mm-hmm.
The sauce or whatever, the broth, the au jus, he dropped it in there, and the police officer goes, no, it's cool. Like, just go. Like, so then he puts it on top of the sandwich, and the police officer leaves, comes back and goes, "That was the most delicious thing ever. Could you dip the top?" So they would take the top of the sandwich, right? And they dip it in and then put it on the sandwich. So it wasn't really you dip the sandwich in there. It was just a technique.
And then you've got Portillo's, which you get the combo at Portillo's, and you get it double dipped.
Yep.
So
wet. You get extra wet.
Yeah. So they double dip it and give it to you. So you're actually not dipping anything.
You're dipping the whole
the
sandwich.
Into the sauce?
But so au jus literally means like natural juices.
And is that a sauce or is that a dip? Is a dip a sauce? So I think that's a good place to be, is that all dips are sauces, but not all sauces are dips. What about this kind of further go down the consistency rabbit hole here? When I think of a dip, I think of something that you're scooping. So guacamole, hummus, you're usually doing like chips or bread or whatever.
There's a thickness to it.
There's a thickness to it that you're dipping into it and scooping versus something like an au jus or soy sauce. It's a different type of dip. It's a dip and soak.
No, because you never soak it in the soy when you're like if you're talking sushi.
But like the act of what's happening is you're dipping in and you're not leaving it there to soak, but you're. It's going to soak up that soy sauce. That's how it's
Well, it's the same thing if you think of hummus. If you think of guac, like it soaks that up into the...
So if I take a chip and yep. gently set it into hummus and pull it directly back out yep. completely perpendicular to the hummus, you think the act of what's happening there is that chip is soaking up hummus?
Rob, first of all, the way you're holding your hand right now and how you dip, if that's how you dip your chip, then I judge you, good sir. I judge you.
That's the point, because I'm trying to indicate that this chip is completely perpendicular.
Who dips like that?
No one.
Royalty people. That's people who think that they're better.
That's because...
And then the question is, do they even eat guacamole?
That's because you can't dip it like this because it would not soak up hummus. You have to dip and scoop.
So we should just call this scooping, not dipping.
You're onto something there.
Because here's the deal. Rob, if we're going to use the word dip and you go, oh, I'm going to go take a dip in the pool... Like you're going down and you're coming back up. You're scooping. It should be, I'm going to go scooping in the pool.
But there should be a third category here, because like a French dip, the act of dipping is just like putting the...
So it's like up and down.
Up and down. Exactly. So like, and sushi, it's up and down.
I don't know about you, but I kind of do the scoop on my...
But that's because
Speaking of Friday, right? We're going?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, cool. Eating so much sushi on Friday, it's going to be uncomfortable. But then you've got scoops. So should there be a category of dips that are thicker consistency intended to be scooped? So in reality, I'm being like, hey, I'll bring some dips and scoops tonight. That meaning I'll have some scoops to be able to eat with chips or breads, and I'll just bring a tub of au jus that we can dip into.
Okay, this might be out of it, but... Bagel spreads. Is that a dip that you're spreading on?
Bagel spreads is a very good one. Is like cream cheese or a schmear, is yeah. that a sauce?
Schmear just tells you what it's for. You schmear it on.
Is that a sauce? Because to me,
or is that, because if it's in the sauce, the 3C thick.
But is that a condiment?
Cream cheese?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a condiment.
Are all condiment sauces?
Ketchup, mustard.
A substance. These are the stupidest definitions. I hate when you look up condiment and they just tell you examples. I'm not looking for a substance such as salt or ketchup that is used to add flavor to food. That's a terrible definition. You can't,
salt is not a condiment.
You can't be like, what's the definition of a tree? And you're like, oh, you know, like a pine.
Salt is not a condiment. Salt is a seasoning.
The definition of condiment, according to Merriam-Webster, very...
Dude, what do they know?
Words, literally all they do, is something used to enhance the flavor of food.
So you're telling me like cumin is a condiment? No. No. How dare you? Because I believe a condiment is a final product that accommodates...
Cumin is one of the most commonly used spice condiments in both vegetarian and non-vegetarian
food. But the word
food.
Spice is there. The word is spice is there.
So we've now found, is condiment an even more over... So now we're creating this weird like hierarchy that is the most general, and it goes all the way down to really specific. So like if we're thinking at the bottom here, we're talking gravy, we're talking tomato sauce, chimichurri, mole. Those are the... Mm-hmm. specifications of types of sauces. So at the bottom you have like the specific type, in which there are over 1500. Mm-hmm. You could list out over 1500 of those, probably more. And then you get up to the next level, which is just sauces. And then the question is it sauces and dips? Is dips its own separate category on the side, or is it in this hierarchy? Because I think at the top of this whole hierarchy of defining things, is this fair to say all of these things are things that go on foods?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's at least we got somewhere.
Like it enhance the natural product.
Yeah. So here's a question that I'll bring up later, because I'm onto mm-hmm. something here based on our conversation, is you have condiments or anything that enhance flavor. Mm-hmm. And then you've got that breaks out into two different categories, in my opinion. You've got spices, mm-hmm. which would be dry. Mm-hmm. And then you've got sauces, mm-hmm. which are not dry.
Okay.
Because if it was dry, it would be a rub, which is a blend of spices.
Okay.
And salt falling in that category of spice, even though that's probably arguable. But
yeah,
just dry flavor enhancers are kind of your spices slash dry. And then on the other side of the tree that's branching out here, you've got sauces, which are wet or not dry. And the things that make them not dry can be just about anything. It can be oil. It can be vinegar. It can be coconut milk. It can be anything that creates the spices used in it, whatever it may be. We now have that. Do dips fall under sauces now? Or are dips their own separate category?
They fall under sauces.
Okay. So now under this sauces tree, we have dips. We have...
I feel like as this podcast goes on, we should actually have people be able to follow a PowerPoint.
I was I was like, I should actually do like an info, just like, hey, like, Rob, where's that thing I need to buy tomorrow? I go, I've been crazy busy. I'm like $3,000 over budget. It's dips. All dips are sauces, but not all sauces are dips. And this is why I think there needs to be a separate category under dips, because au jus or soy sauce can be a dip. But to me, there's a scoop category that most people, when they picture, hey,
okay,
let's put it this way. You're coming to a party tonight, and I go, hey, will you just bring a few different dips? And you bring au jus, soy sauce, and something else that's fully liquid. I'd be like, what the hell, man? I told you to bring dips.
They are dips, though. What are you dipping?
And then you'd be that guy at the party. That you're like, no, but they are.
Yeah, but what are you dipping?
See, I think those are scoops.
Wait, what are you talking? No.
The liquid ones are dips.
But what are you dipping? You're not answering me that. Because when you...
Because if it's chips, if you brought those... If I was like, hey, I got a bunch of chips, could you bring a few dips? And you brought those, and you're like, you dip into these.
You could?
Yeah, and then they'd be like, I'm never inviting you to a party again. You're the worst.
Break my heart.
And so we've got sauces separate from spices, which all fall under condiments. Even though there is the general thing of condiments thinking of being as not dry. Yeah. But according to a few different definitions, condiments are just anything that enhance flavor.
Yeah.
So We've got one concrete thing here.
Okay, then hummus, that's a condiment?
Yes, everything that is used with or on, everything that is used with food to enhance the flavor. And this is actually something
what about herbs? Are they condiments?
Are they dry?
Yeah, you can get them dried.
They're spices. If herbs are used in something that is not dry, it becomes a sauce. So is it fair to say that a sauce is any non-dry flavor enhancer?
Yeah, okay, I'll agree with that.
But this is where it starts to get a little blurry. Ethiopian food, very underrated, by the way. Ethiopian food traditionally served on injera, which is like a thin kind of crepe-like sourdough bread, kind of.
Yeah, sure. Use your English terms to...
I'm trying to explain what it is. You're like, it's like the consistency of a crepe, but it kind of has like a flavor profile, very yeast
pancakey.
Yeah, but it's got the flavor profile, like very flavorful sourdough. It's incredible. Ethiopian foods are generally served as stews. And so...
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
So it is the main dish. It is not a flavor enhancer. It is... the main course. It is the entree. These served, and you traditionally use the injera to, with your hand to pick up these.
Sometimes it's served on the injera too.
Yep. And so it's kind of like a stew, which can be on the much thicker side where it's like mostly meat or vegetables, or on the thinner side where it's like a traditional stew. Is that a sauce? Because it's not a flavor enhancer. It is the flavor. And then this will also be a callback to a previous episode.
Okay.
Is soup is a non-dry flavor.
But I don't think that we can consider those as sauces.
Is it because, so by definition of what we've kind of broken down so far, is that a sauce is a non-dry flavor enhancer, does the way in which you use it affect it being a sauce or not?
Yes, because, okay, so you think of, like, for example, like a lentil stew type thing where they use it in Ethiopian food and you then in injera and you kind of, you know, put it with thing. First of all, is that a scoop they're doing? Is it a dip? You know?
That's a when you look at it, the injera is kind of a form of a chip that is just in a different form.
Flatbread, and, whatever you want to call it, right?
And you are very much scooping.
Yeah. So is that a scoop then instead of a sauce?
So is...
Or a dip or whatever?
Is Ethiopian food just a very unique style of food in which the dip is also the entree?
But you have to understand why it's eaten like that. Because it wasn't like, oh, we have a lot of meat or whatever. Yeah. So, it's definitely, it is more flavored forward in the dishes, but the injera is what balances out, right? So it's like, it's the whole sticky rice thing, right?
That's another great example.
But here's the deal. Would you ever take ranch, which is a sauce and a dip, and just eat it by itself?
Well, not me personally. No. But.
Would a non-Minnesotan Midwestern, non-weirdo, but do you know what I'm saying?
I'm with you here.
Would you take the cheese sauce, whatever, and just scoop it up in the spoon and eat it by yourself?
This goes back to our Venn diagram. I think anything that falls in the liquid category, which I think ranch would very much be liquid, you're an absolute psychopath if you're eating that on its own.
Yeah, like ketchup. Nobody just goes,
oh, you're not just going to eat that with a spoon, or you're not going to eat it straight up.
Once, and if you do, it's like you're the anomaly.
Yeah, if you did that, if you and I were meeting for the first time, hey, let's grab lunch.
And I order just a bowl of ranch.
And you just start scooping that with a spoon. Yeah. It's going to be something I talk about forever. One time I went to lunch with this guy on a meeting that I just met, and he ate a bowl of ranch. That's something you would never forget. So anything in that.
If you go on a date with a girl, is that a red flag?
That's not a red flag. That's beyond red flag. That is like, end the date now. Something is off.
But what if it's like, that's the only thing? She's perfect in every way. And that was the only thing where she just got a bowl of ranch that came out and you thought she was going to put it in her sandwich or whatever. And she just went and scooped it with
a
spoon.
There are certain things you can't unsee. That is one of them. It's
but like, what if like everything fits? Like it clicks all the green check.
It's a certain level of disrespect to yourself to eat a bowl of ranch that in this scenario you're laying out, you're saying it's the absolute only thing. You go, sure. But in any human scenario, that's not going to be the only thing. And if you're pulling that out on a first date, never going to be the only thing that comes up. You're going to be like, okay, if you're comfortable enough to eat a bowl of ranch right now, there's some crazy stuff going on.
Maybe that's just the way she's raised.
That's true. She could be from Wisconsin.
Okay.
Oh. He is from Wisconsin, for those that don't know. Liquid. Certifiably crazy if you eat that with a spoon. But then you get into semi-chunky and chunky.
Wait, time out. Liquid, like, if you eat that with a spoon? Like, are you talking about, like, au jus? If you eat that with a spoon, that's just soup, bro.
Because it does have broth.
Yeah, I mean, it's broth.
And, like, we go to Vivir, grab those tacos with the brio.
With the brio.
I'm drinking that after. Yep. Which I have done, and someone has been like, you just drank that? I was like,
it's like beef broth that's delicious with.
So there are certain scenarios in which eating something with this, I think in both of those cases those were broth based, and you go, that is so,
it's thin.
So there is a case in which soups actually are sauces.
I do it all the time, you know, that's my move.
Okay, no, this is a perfect transition because there is something here. So consistency, we've determined, doesn't matter. It's just different
so
categories.
Can I tell you my move?
The way in which you eat something,
yes,
is going to be very important to, is it a sauce or not? So when you get into hummus and guacamole, you've already referenced this.
Okay, so this is my move. Like when I'm on, you know, airplanes and they're serving food, I always order the soup or get the soup with it because I know that the solids are going to be a little dry.
That bread is going to be rock
hard. Yeah, yeah. And then that's where I get the soup. Like, that's why I get the soup with it, too, instead of the salad. Then I use that as kind of like a lubing, you know, kind of mechanism.
Word choice, dude. What is with you?
With us, not me.
Yeah,
us.
God, this episode.
But it's kind of, you know, that's what I do. And, you know, in Hmong food, that's the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of the food is drier. And then that's why you always serve it with some kind of soup where that's kind of like your quote unquote sauce that kind of, you know. So like if you really think about it, the thin soup or the thin sauce is sometimes soup, which that helps with the eating process, you know, because like here in the Midwest, I've learned is like people love their sauce. And when I say sauce, I'm talking about the 3C thick kind of sauce over everything. You make anything and if there's no sauce on it, they're like,
Yeah, where's the aioli, ketchup? Yep. Ranch.
I don't think they use the word aioli. It's just usually like ranch or some kind of sauce. Yeah,
it depends which neighborhood you're in. But so let me get into a few here because I think we may have discovered something that there are just certain foods that are kind of like omni foods. They have multiple applications and can be
Do you think anybody still listening right now?
I don't know. It's you'd be surprised that there are different applications of similar food. The one that popped up in one of the definitions, cooked and served cold like applesauce.
Ooh, yep. Because game changer.
When I think applesauce, that is primarily something you would just kind of eat on its own.
Yeah.
Now, it is...
like ranch sauce?
If you're a baby. But like most applesauce, people, it's like for kids and you eat it with a spoon. And you go, but it literally has sauce in the name.
Okay, can I throw something out there? What about puree? We have a carrot puree.
I'm going to say yes, because according to our definition that we've created, is a sauce is a condiment that is non-dry. So it's a non-dry condiment. It is a non-dry flavor enhancer.
Lobster bisque.
This is what I'm getting at, is the way in which you eat it. So a lobster bisque, I could picture a lobster bisque poured over a lot of things and being really delicious.
Like over lobster.
But like, could you picture like a burger with like a lobster bisque poured onto it? That would be delicious. Not commonly done. So that's one of those where it's like one of these omni foods that you go, traditionally it is a bisque or a soup, but it can be used as a sauce. Applesauce, I think, is the same. It's like, primarily, you kind of think of people eating it out of the little, you know, tinfoil top, little Mott's.
Mott's.
Yeah, and you eat those. But if you get like a potato pancake, what are those called?
Lakta.
You're really close. Pancake. I'm a brain fart. A potato pancake is called a, what is a name for potato pancake? Again, there's people screaming at their speaker right now. Latke. Traditionally served with applesauce as
pork chops. We're in the Midwest. Pork chops.
Pork chops with a little applesauce.
Do you know why the applesauce was put in there? For the pork chop anyways?
No.
Because moms and grandmas would overcook it and be dry. So the applesauce was to enhance it or give it the juice.
So part of flavor enhancing is literally not just the flavor, but it can be a consistency enhancer.
Yeah, I told you, it's lubrication. You're lubing it so they can go down your gullet.
You definitely did say that. So something like guacamole or hummus, we said earlier, if you've got a burrito or you've got a gyro, you might spread hummus onto that. In that case, it is a hummus spread. Hummus could also be used as a dip. In that case, it is a hummus dip. Is there a case in which it's a sauce, or would you call the spread a sauce? So would you say cream cheese, because it's a flavor enhancer of a bagel, would you say that that's a sauce, or would you say that is there some category in between condiment and sauce that we're not considering here?
Yeah, what would we call that?
I can't think of anything. Is that just anything that falls above like a sauce is a condiment? Is a condiment, but then I would never, and this is where we run in between a rock and a hard place, is there so many foods that you could use in so many different ways as a flavor enhancer, but the application in which you use them would change the categorization of that.
So food is not literally, it is not locked down to one thing, but it is actually how we use the food that helps us categorize what the food is.
So a sauce is any non-dry flavor enhancer used on or with a food.
Okay.
Is that fair? And then just because something is a sauce...
If it's non-dry, why don't we say liquid?
That's fair too, but then I think you start to get a little confusing with like guacamole. Is guacamole a liquid? You go, it's kind of one of those semi-liquids referred to in one of the definitions.
Let me ask you something. Is Jell-O a sauce?
Oh, that's a good one, because that is... holds its form, so it's technically...
It's not solid,
technically
though.
Technically solid, but it's like a very soft solid. You could almost compare it to like a semi-hard cheese.
Yeah.
If you were to spread out a cheese onto something,
yeah,
is that a sauce?
Like a brie type, you know?
If it's room temperature and yeah, still you're able to spread it, you could technically spread a Jell-O.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say it can be a sauce. It is not a sauce exclusively, but it can be a sauce. So the way in which you use something determines if it is a sauce or not. Because it would you contextually know what I'm saying if I said, hey, I made us some turkey with a Jell-O sauce? You'd be like, I've never had a Jell-O sauce before, but you can kind of picture what I mean by
so
that.
So technically, would the Jell-O sauce actually have to be in a quote-unquote sauce form, or it could be in its own form and still be called it a sauce?
What is a sauce form?
Liquid, but like the Jell-O is not, it's a semi-liquid, right?
And that was in that, one of
yeah,
the
I mean, that was the definition of semi-liquid.
So the one definition read, a condiment or relish for food. Now, I would argue relish falls under condiment. So already our definition is far superior than any of these.
Yeah, definitely. We should be writing a dictionary.
A fluid dressing or topping or any preparation, usually liquid or semi-liquid. I would say that like a relish is kind of something that has like solids.
Yeah, but relish is just literally like, so for example, the word relish, it's actually a noun. I mean, it's our adjective. So when we think relish, we all just think chopped up pickles, right?
I don't like that they use relish in the definition.
Yeah,
I think a relish is a type of sauce.
Yes. But it's
that falls
but
into
it's not
the,
though.
It falls into the chunky category.
So is peanut butter a sauce?
This is a good question.
Is jelly a sauce?
This goes...
Because jelly is basically Jell-O. That's more, you know...
I would argue very much that these are sauces, but there are use cases for it where it can also be the main ingredient, much like we were talking about with Ethiopian food. So
yeah.
So if I took an Ethiopian stew and poured it over the top of something, I'm using that as a sauce. So I think when something, you categorize it purely as a sauce, it's pretty much the only way you would ever use that thing. So like ranch, that's a sauce because it's pretty much the only way
so
you would ever use
it. So we have to
it.
Define sauce as this is the only way it's being used. Because you never eat a bowl of ranch.
I think that's actually a very good way to do it.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like we can't define sauce as... oh, this is a type of sauce, or this could be a sauce. It's no, a sauce is, this is the only way. Like you don't eat it with the spoon. It has to, it, you know, it's a condiment. It comes with the side. It flavor enhances something. Cause I would even argue that like when we talk about Ethiopian food, like it doesn't enhance anything. It is exactly where it's supposed to be.
Yeah. That's a way better way to phrase what I'm trying to get at is it's not enhancing anything.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. If anything, the ninjera actually helps mellow it out.
And like you would never say a peanut butter and jelly sandwich that it's enhancing the flavor of the bread. You're going, no, it is the flavor.
So those aren't sauces.
Those are condiments. No, and then Ethiopian food's definitely not a condiment.
No, because that's
but it's a stew.
Yeah. Or, you know, or yeah.
Okay, no, this actually, this goes in line with...
Or even, let's just think about curry. Like a curry, like let's think about like a, you know, Indian curry, you know, a tikka masala, or you want to go into like a Thai curry or some kind of Japanese curry.
So the foods we're all referring to right now, whether it's curry, whether it's, ironically enough, peanut butter and jelly, mm-hmm. Ethiopian food. These get confusing because it's actually the delivery system. The utensil is mm-hmm. different than what we're all used yeah. to.
But, so, the dish itself is the dish itself.
The dish itself is the dish itself. And in all three of those cases, the rice is a delivery system mm-hmm. for the curry.
Yep.
The bread yep. is a the delivery noodles, system.
The
noodles. Exactly. Yeah. So if, like, and noodles gets interesting because you're saying, like, you could have just noodles. You could have all of those on their own. So, yeah, I would say anything that's, like, the component is the main part of the dish. It's not a sauce. It mm-hmm. is the dish, and the thing it's served with is like the delivery system.
Yeah.
Whether it's the injera, whether it's the bread of a PB&J, the rice of a curry.
And most of it is it's grain or rice base, you know, so it's yeah. like the carbs.
Which would never be the main flavor.
Or potatoes, component. You know what we learned about potatoes.
So a sauce is a non-dry flavor enhancer that is not the main component of a dish.
Mm-hmm. So is sour cream a sauce?
Yes.
Okay.
Very much so, because
you would never eat sour cream by itself.
Yeah. And
you're just weird.
And the reason you wouldn't eat it by itself is because
is butter considered a sauce?
Yes. Hear me out. Because I'm on a train of thought here that I do not want to lose. So the reason, so we need to dig into why would it be crazy to eat a bowl of ranch? Because it's delicious. I like it on a lot of stuff. The reason it's crazy to eat a bowl of ranch is because it's a flavor enhancer. Flavor enhancers are very intense in one quality mm-hmm. of their flavor profile.
Mm-hmm.
So ranch, very, very, very rich. Butter, very, very, very rich. But used as a sauce, it's a flavor enhancer. So the richness of the ranch is great with buffalo yeah. because buffalo is spicy and has like a nice kind of like acidity to it almost.
And so, okay. So, for example, let's think about like there's like a lamb stew, right?
Yeah.
Or something. I forget the name. There's like a lamb stew, in Ethiopian food, and it's thick lamb stew, but you're saying that so with that definition, if you take that, I mean, and they make it very like. Very potent, you know, like umami
yeah.
flavor.
Yeah.
And that's why you have it with the injera, because the injera helps mellow it out, right?
Yeah. Looks like there's like different types of stews, like yep. Watts or Tibbs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's not considered a sauce.
No, because it's not a flavor enhancer. It is the flavor.
But ranch, it is the flavor.
No, because you would not eat the ranch on its own. You would eat a stew on its own.
Okay.
Now, you could argue if you were to add something into a stew to enhance the flavor, you're adding a sauce into the stew.
Okay, yeah, like chili, right? You put yeah. the sour cream on, blah, blah, blah.
Or like if I do a chili, I'll add hot sauce to okay. enhance the flavor, but I okay. wouldn't have that flavor enhancer.
Okay.
And the reason I wouldn't have that flavor enhancer on its own is because a great sauce has very intense flavor.
Yep.
And usually sauces have like one strong flavor to it yeah. or one quality about it that yeah. is very strong.
Yeah,
and so I think that's a pretty good place to be, is that a sauce is a non-dry condiment
mm-hmm.
that is a flavor enhancer that is not the primary source of flavor used on or with foods.
Okay. Maple syrup, is that a sauce?
Yes.
Okay.
Very, very sweet.
Okay.
Drink it on its own, you're out of your mind. Super Trooper style. That's why that scene was so, like, made you okay. want to gag, because the consistency is part of it, but it's like just
gravy,
a super...
Gravy is a sauce.
Super rich.
Yep, because if you look at a lot of these sauces, especially like the quote-unquote pan sauces, even like gravy and stuff like that, it's the collection of the intense flavor that you cook the protein or whatever in, and you're collecting it, and you're combining it together with a liquid.
And that's right? Yeah, and I think
that's how like sauces and, you know, gravies are made and stuff like that. Yeah.
But that's why, like with birria,
mm-hmm.
It's not crazy to me to drink that on its own, because that on its own has a really great balance of flavors.
Mm-hmm. So you wouldn't consider that a sauce?
Maybe not.
It's considered consommé, which is like a soup.
So you're using it as a flavor enhancer. To
so same thing with au jus for French dip. That's not a sauce.
That is a sauce, though. But
how is that a sauce?
Because it's a flavor enhancer not used as the
What's the difference between the consomme from the birria tacos and the French dip?
I guess just how you use it, because you could use a soup as a sauce. I think that the Ethiopian birria, like the consomme, is one of those that's right on the line. Where I have done it in front of somebody and they're just like, you're just drinking the dip, or you're drinking the sauce?
Yeah, they're the idiot who did that.
I agree.
It's just like, wait, what?
I do agree, but I do think that's right on the line of like, it is definitely a flavor enhancer. It's also good on its own, but I think in general, it's a sauce because it's so right it's, on that line. So would you say, okay, would anybody ever go to a birria taco place and order just the consomme?
Actually, I've heard people do that.
I feel pretty good about our definition. And Pedro just showed up for next week's episode featuring Pedro from Guacaya Bistro. So I think we got the definition. And I'm texting Pedro right now. I'll be up in a minute. And yeah.
There we go.
We got a definition on paper. I feel good about it. If someone asked me, what is the sauce? I feel like I would be able to tell them enough. The non-dry component is huge. The consistency, we determine, does not matter. It is the application in which it's used, and also it is a flavor enhancer. Generally would not be good on its own because of the intensity of flavor. And then there are gray areas like a consomme, which is delicious on its own, but is primarily used as a flavor enhancer. You don't go to a birria place, get just the consomme, you use it as the flavor enhancer. Is that fair?
Fair.
All right. I'll end it like I do every other episode and say, have a nice